This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Matt Lessard, baseball coach at Salem High School. Matt, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, no problem, Bill. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, congratulations to you guys. 3-0 start this year, including the 4-1 win yesterday over Gloucester. And it's kind of the way you've been winning games. But first up, your reaction to the 3-0 start.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, after last year coming into the year, you know, I had some higher expectations, having a lot of starters returning and some good young talent. So I was expecting a little bit of better of a year, but definitely this 3-0 start comes as a little bit of a surprise. But I can't take away anything from my guys who've been performing very well, especially my pitching staff and my defense thus far. So, a bit surprised, but definitely starting to, having a year under my belt, coming to a little bit more of an expectation with this high level of compete.
Well, first up, let's get to that pitching staff of yours. They've been almost lights out here with a lot of zeros and a lot of strikeouts too. So, fill our listeners in on that piece.
Yeah, no. So far we've had two guys throw complete games thus far. Riley Fenerty, who was a staple in our rotation last year. Junior this year, junior captain, had a great start against Swampscott. Then Rocco Ryan last Friday had a great performance against Saugus, leading us to victory in a tight 1-0, 1-0 game. So, had a couple guys really step up there. And then yesterday, was the first day, we had to dip into the bullpen. We had Jesus start the game, another sophomore hard thrower. He's been up to 84 so far, but definitely some control issues. At times, but we're working on that. He's a young pitcher, so working on that. But then we had senior captain Sebastian Cruz step in and throw a lot of strikes, kept them off balance, and we were able to, complete the game with only one run against. So, definitely a lot of depth in the pitching staff. And we still have a few talented pitchers that haven't even been able to toe the rubber yet. So, really excited about what the team's been able to do and the pitching staff's been able to do thus far. But still, not everybody's been on the mound, so excited to see what everybody else can do in these weeks with more games.
Wow, you're right. You know, it doesn't hurt to have a hard-throwing pitcher that's a little bit wild at times.
Effectively wild, that's how I like to refer to it.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah, those. I remember those days. Yeah, absolutely. Throw a little fear into the opponent. Of course, we're kidding around here, folks. But Matt, so tell us about the other pitchers. Who's going to pitch tomorrow against Beverly and maybe the other pitchers that have not hit the mound yet?
Yeah. So tomorrow is Riley's day to start again, Riley Fenerty. He'll be playing against our crosstown rival there in Beverly. Really looking forward to this win. I know Beverly had thrown their ace, Noah Guansey, on Monday, whom I'm very familiar with through coaching in the Vikings AAU program, and I also do private lessons with him. I know we'll be facing Anthony Mastriani tomorrow, so it'll be a good mashup. That's another kid I actually do pitching lessons with as well, so a lot of, relations throughout the league, through AAU and my private lessons with a lot of pitchers elsewhere. But yeah, tomorrow will be Riley Fenerty, and it'll be a good game. Expecting him to go out there and compete like he usually does and expect a similar performance hoping for a similar performance to what he was able to give us against Swampscott.
Just quickly again, so tell us the runs you have scored this year in the three games and the runs you have allowed, just to bring it home for our listeners here.
Yeah. So Swampscott was a 6-1 victory. That was a tight game, 1-1 until about the fifth, where we broke it open, scored five. Saugus, where we played Saugus, it was 1-0. Actually, we're able to close the game out with them having the bases loaded, so it was a very tight game there at the end. And then yesterday was 4-1. 4-1, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Two runs, three games. That is not too shabby at all. Matt, I want you to tell me about the rest of the team, catcher, infielders, outfielders, and so on that make up this team. And clearly, obviously, defense has been, as you noted right at the beginning, has been a big part of the 3-0 start.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, if I'm going to highlight the performance of my pitchers, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the performance and game-calling abilities of my catcher, senior catcher and captain John Wasserman. Been doing a phenomenal job back there. really keep working on keeping a lot of balls in front of him. Not too many pass balls right now. Doing great job with runner control. I think he's thrown out three or four guys thus far. So he's been a staple back there and having a lot of competitive at-bats when he gets up to bat. So absolute staple there, and you know, tip my cap there to him and the performance he's put forward thus far. So it's good. It all starts there in the pitching staff, and then defensively, you know, one thing I've been preaching the entire year is versatility. If you had the privilege to look at like the different lineups I've put out there, I have a lot of guys floating to different positions, and I've been preaching versatility and working on that in practice, just so that we don't get pigeonholed into, you know, putting guys into awkward situations and positions they're not familiar with. So everybody on my team, you know, if I broke down the roster, could have that utility designation. So everybody's able to fit in and perform, you know, a role on the team regardless of the position.
Mm-hmm. And any other names you can share with us, outfielders, infielders, Matt?
Yeah. No, I think, you know, I can't mention Salem baseball without mentioning Jack Doyle right now. Yeah. He's been a four-year starter, headed to play at Salem State next year. He split time between shortstop and first base for us, an integral part of our lineup, batting third. I think through three games thus far, he's yet to strike out, and I think he has three or four doubles for us. So, you know, some pretty good pop in that bat. You know, he's another kid that would have been great to have to the pitching staff, but he's currently working through some arm issues that have been lingering for a year or two now. So he's sort of limited to position play. So he's been a large part of our offense and defense. And then another name I like to mention is Yan Ruiz, a transfer from Methuen, actually, who's spent time in, you know, shortstop and the outfield, and has been very versatile for us and bats leadoff.
Nice. Well, Matt, if you could let me wrap up with maybe one general question about the league this year. What can you tell me, or what are your thoughts on this Northeastern Conference as you're kind of in your second year in the conference as a head coach?
Yeah, I would say there's definitely more of a balance of power this year. I think it's really any given day anybody can beat anybody, and that's especially true this year. Especially with a lot of the senior-heavy classes that we had seen graduated last year by a lot of these schools. I definitely think this year is up for grabs, and there's definitely you know, a good balance of power. So excited to see how things shake out, but I think it'll be pretty close across the board coming down to the wire in the end of the season to see who takes the NEC title.
I know, I got one or two follow-ups here. Just let me ask you this here. If there was one top defensive player, or if you could do that, on Salem baseball, what player might that be that really might excite the crowd or you would notice if you were showing up, an infielder, outfielder?
Yeah, I'd go back to Yan. Yan, yep. Ruiz, he's got a flair for the dramatic, you know, always willing to put his body on the line, make diving plays. I know he had a great diving play with runners in scoring position against Swampscott early in the year, snagged a line drive in the 5-6 hole. So I would definitely say Yan. He has a flair for the dramatics there. If you're looking for somebody to go out there and make a spectacular play, I'd say it's him.
You got it. Okay. Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time. If you hang on the line here just for a moment here, but that's Matt Lessard, baseball coach at Salem High School. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And this is MSONewsSports.com.